we are joined by Skye. So Skye, you've got to tell me all about what you chose for this week.
Yeah, I decided to review the album Breach by 21 Pilots, and I thought it'd be a good one because I actually went to go see their concert a couple weeks ago, and it was really good. I've been a fan of them, like, on and off for many years now, but this album definitely solidified that.
Yeah,
fangirl in me.
Does this album kind of sound like they're, like, classic older 21 Pilots, or do they go for, like, a little bit of a different sound?
I definitely think in their past albums, they've done a lot of, like, they did, like, ukulele stuff, and this one's definitely more of, like, one of their heavier albums.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just heavier rock, but that's what I like.
Yeah?
So I enjoyed it.
Nice. How was the concert? I've got to know.
So good. The concert was actually amazing. I just got, like, lawn seats. They were pretty cheap and very last minute, but it was a really good time. They had the drummer go up on top of the crowd on a platform with the drums and, like, play on top of the crowd. The singer did the same thing. They, like, lit a car on fire. So they definitely know how to put on a show.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Did you see Debbie Ryan?
No. I don't think she was in Tinley Park that day, no.
Okay. Because she's dating or
she's
married.
She's married to
Josh Dunn, the drummer.
Oh,
and
wow.
They're having a child.
Wow.
Have you guys seen their house tour? This is totally separate.
No.
They have a house tour on YouTube. And they have a boxing ring in their basement.
Wow.
Debbie and Josh are boxing it out in their basement.
Oh, my gosh. Josh did, like, take off a shirt at one point. Everybody in the crowd is like, going crazy over it.
Okay, do you have, like, a favorite song or a few favorites from this album?
Definitely. The first one that came out was The Contract from this album,
yeah.
I believe. And I really liked that one at first. But now I like The Tally. Or it's not The Tally. It's just Tally. I like Tally. I like Drum Show. Those are my two favorites right now.
And Skye, you've got to tell me, do you have any finishing points on this album?
Yeah, I guess I'll say I really like that song off of the album. That's definitely, like, my third favorite. But when I went to go see them in concert, that was the first time I realized that they were a two-man band.
I don't think I knew this either.
Yeah, and yeah. I said I've been a fan on and off for years, but what kind of fan am I if I don't even know that it's only two men? But they make a lot of noise for two men.
Yeah, I get that, though, because I feel like a lot of the bands I listen to, I have no clue what they look like. I don't know. Like, Cage the Elephant, I love them, but if I saw them in public, I would not know.
Yeah, no, definitely. I saw Cage the Elephant in concert. That was the first time I'd ever seen any of their faces.
Yeah.
I definitely get that. But it was a really great time. Love the album. And I can't wait to see what else they come out with.
Yeah, I definitely have to check out the album. I think I've literally only have heard this one in The Contract that we had on the station.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have, like, an all-time favorite 21 Pilots song?
I think a little throwback, but Heavy Dirty Soul.
Be fire.
It's definitely one of my favorites. They have, like, a remix with some DJ or something, and he throws in some good parts too, so that's my favorite.
Do you have one, Elizabeth?
Is it called Ride?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That one hits. Yeah. Or Heathens.
Heathens
is fire.
And I don't care.
Heathens,
I love the Suicide
so
Squad soundtrack. I love it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Car Radio, you know, it's a classic.
Ooh,
it is a classic.
They played all of those at the concert.
Really?
So that's why it was also good, because I was like, wait, I know everything.
Yeah.
Hey, that's awesome.